time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Welcome to the Hot Topics segment of the Licking on Lending podcast. So excited about this one. You say that, Licking, you lose your credibility because you say it at all of them. But that's true. But when you get to have friends on, it is one of those things where you just get so excited about it. I already introduced Tyler Sherman as a good friend and founder of Motivity Solutions, now Chief Revenue Officer of Origination Technologies, a division of the Black Knight Company, one of our sponsors, which are one of our proud sponsors. We're so thrilled to have them. And they're a premium provider of integrated software and data analytics in the mortgage industry. And Tyler's responsible for establishing the vision and long-term strategy that combines the multiple lending products within Black Knight, including artificial intelligence, enterprise business intelligence, point of sale technology, the fee service, as well as pricing, product eligibility, and e-closing. I got to tell you, there's so much information and data that Black Knight has. You've got to check it out. We're thrilled to have him there. Black Knight's Origination Technologies is one of the leaders in the space. So Tyler, welcome back to the podcast. So good to have you here.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be on the show and a big fan, so appreciate you having me on.
Well, that's an honor. When it comes to our listeners, it's no surprise that mortgage costs, Tyler, have kind of gotten to some of the highest levels. Marina Walsh, we had on here recently a couple podcasts ago, said, no, it's actually falling backwards. Not because of cost savings, it's because of volume. So we're diluting the cost out through more originations. But if originations were to drop back again to the previous levels, we'd see that jump back up. It's presenting a lot of challenges to the industry. Some have wondered even if it's worth staying in the business. So you have a unique perspective on this. You've always been very innovative, Tyler, and we're so thrilled to have you as our guest. I noticed you have a new title. We start off, we've had you as a previous guest. We don't need to get into all your background, all that you've done. I already kind of alluded to it. But you're now the Chief Revenue Officer for Black Knight Origination Technologies. Congratulations. That's really exciting. Tell us a little bit about what your new role means and what it entails.
Okay, great. Yes, since the acquisition of Motivity by Black Knight, boy, it's been 3.5 years now.
Hard to believe.
We've really looked at the origination market at Black Knight and are laser focused on helping reduce the cost to originate a loan. And due to that, we've made 5 to 6 acquisitions over the past 4 or 5 years, Motivity being one of those, and really focused on driving those products and those individual product sets like Motivity into our origination lifecycle. So, you know, the past 3.5 years, I've been running our business intelligence group within Black Knight, really bringing all of our analytic technology to the servicing side. It's been a lot of fun. And since the acquisitions that we've made, and I'll go through those in a little bit, they asked me to really take a look at this suite of origination products and figure out how to fully integrate them together and have them plug into any underlying loan origination system. So my mandate is to take this suite of products, make sure that they're fully integrated with our best-in-class loan origination system, Empower, but then also bring that technology and enable it to any loan origination system out in the market. So you don't have to go through a full,
good.
I call it a heart and lung transplant, you know, to take advantage of some of this technology. So that's my new role back on the origination side. You know, that's how I grew up, having owned a mortgage banking company and starting Motivity. So really excited to be focused on the origination side again.
You speak the language very well as a former owner, and your dad, your brother, you, as a family business, you guys did really well. And but you always had such an interest in technology, so I'm really fascinated about this. Now, a lot of people know Black Knight historically as a technology provider to the largest lenders and servicers, and now there's this, we're hearing about the push to the mid-market level. What are you hearing from clients in this space? How are they receiving that, and what are the challenges? I mean, we have Ellie Mae and all the other big ones. they service the lower market, and now since they've been bought, they're kind of going up to the enterprise level. There's an intersection going on. So being smart that you are, I mean, Black Knight and everyone there, including yourself, there's obviously you're picking up on something. Is it opportunity? What is it?
Yeah, it definitely is that. I mean, if you look at the origination market, there are many disparate systems that fail to integrate together. But what I look at is scale and the ability to scale throughout the market.
Yeah.
And it's tough to scale up. You know, a lot of lenders or mortgage technology providers start with some smaller originators, and then they try to move up in the market. And the infrastructure and their technology stack is not built for that. We're fortunate enough to have gone the opposite way. So many of the larger servicers and originators use our loan origination and servicing technology, and bringing that down to the mid-market is a lot easier to do than scale up. The only difference there is you have to have a price point that competes with other technology providers, which we do. And the ease of implementation, it can't be a year-long or two-year-long implementation. And most of our technology, we've gotten to 6 months or less from a full-blown implementation perspective. So I'm really excited about the investments that we made really in the mid-market. And we're bringing that best-in-class technology that really only larger providers could take advantage of before. We're bringing that down to the mid-market.
Yeah, we were recently retained to go out and search all the solutions out there in the market because someone's with one of the larger LOS systems, and they're saying, we're done. We got to go find another home. And I was quite impressed with, they were quite impressed. I could be impressed, but they're the ones going to buy the system. They're very impressed with what you're doing. And one of the things that was driving their decision to look for a new system is lowering costs and improving margins. And it is a focus that everyone's really, really should be focusing on and is focusing on. So tell us, what is Black Knight doing to help address margin compression and all these kind of issues and under your leadership?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's gotten ridiculous. I mean, over the years, we've seen origination costs go up and up. And as you said, there's been a slight reprieve over the past few months due to volume, but it's still going to be over $8,000 per loan to originate a loan, which is absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, at Black Knight, we decided to do something about it. You know, when we're talking to mid-market originators, it's almost too costly to run a profitable business because of the skyrocketing costs. So what we've done is, like I said, make targeted investments in certain technology pieces. And really, it's about automation. So everything we're focusing on is eliminating manual processes and then proactive prevention of problems. So using artificial intelligence,
proactive prevention.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good soundbite.
Yeah, and so instead of putting out fires, as most operations do, we're trying to prevent fires from even happening. So that's
good.
Really what we're focused on is a technology stack. And this is from, you know, OCR, ADR type technology, which is really the foundation for any artificial intelligence, which we can get into in a little bit here. You know, point of sale system, our fee service through Ernst, our full e-close capabilities, our compliance tool with regulatory assist. We just acquired Compass Analytics, so it's all about full fee margin.
I saw that, yeah.
And then obviously near and dear to my heart is business intelligence. And we've launched our new, kind of the next gen of Motivity is our actionable intelligence platform. So that entire suite of products is narrowly focused on reducing the cost of originating loan, and we have fully baked ROI on every single product that we offer. And the goal is to try to get to $1,000 per loan in reductions and costs by using our entire suite of products. So
yeah, it's impressive. It's really quite impressive what you guys are doing. We had Rich Gagliano on and Sufi Savavi of Heavy Water. You guys acquired that company. We had them as guests on August 20th, 2018. We also had you on. I can't underscore that enough. Several people said, when did you have Tyler on? I got a couple text messages rolled in now. It was October 1st, 2018. And then also we had Shelley Leonard on June 25th of 2018. And that podcast, all the podcasts that Black Knight's doing are getting a lot of ad play on our website. So it's really interesting, the interest. Shelley was so articulate about the vision of where they're at. So, so impressed with what you're doing. So can you, what can you tell us about the product suite that you're, you have? You just mentioned a lot of products. And how do you bring those products together in a cohesive manner? I'm really interested in how you're doing that, Tyler.
Yeah, so it's a great question because, you know, one of the things that's plagued the industry is really non-integrated products. And so using products from different vendors, from different areas of the organization, you know, in my opinion, fully integrating those products is the only way to recognize the ROI on it. So what we've done, and we did this to bolster our loan origination system. So we went out and said, hey, we need to digitize the customer experience. So we're going to invest and build our own point of sale system. Obviously, there are some market leaders out there that have been doing point of sale for a while. But again, they started at the front end experience.
Right.
And the kind of the questionnaire that you guide the customer through. And the biggest challenge is now you have to get into actually making underwriting decisions, pricing loans, and you have to do what a loan origination system does eventually. Well, if you already have all of that capability in the loan origination system, it's easy to digitize that experience for the consumer and for the loan officer on the front end. So again, because we have a scalable, proven, powerful loan origination system, we're just opening up a new experience on the front end for consumers and loan officers. And so it's a different way of going about it. So we started with the core platform, and now we're offering that digital experience out to our customers. And the nice thing about it at Black Knight, it's a fully integrated experience with our servicing digital application as well. So if you're utilizing both sets of our technology, you have an end-to-end experience that the customer does not have to leave their digital experience from origination through loan servicing. So, you know, it's an extremely powerful message and really helping that customer for life that we're all looking for.
Yeah, that's so important. The customer for life is a concept that I know you and I talked about years ago, that you and your family's mortgage company had that. And it's easier said than done. And what I'm really interested in is now that you have this end-to-end origination technology suite that really covers the whole life cycle of this, how do you bring in companies like Ernst and Compass Analytics into the to fit in the picture? We had the two gals out from Ernst, and I was so impressed with what that is. It's probably like, oh my gosh, it was such a, that's just such a no-brainer. We needed that. But how do you integrate something like Compass Analytics to this suite?
Well, so you mentioned Compass Analytics and Ernst. So Ernst is our patented fee engine.
Right.
That we acquired about a year and a half ago. And really, they guarantee accurate fees throughout any point in the loan lifecycle. So if you think about a point of sale system and having accurate fees from the get-go, and so when you produce your loan estimate, you have accurate fees, mm-hmm. That's where Compass Products and Pricing Engine fits in as well. So you have accurate pricing, you know which product the customer is eligible for, and then you have accurate fees from the beginning on a point of sale. You couple that with our AVA technology, which you've had on the show,
yes.
And you talked to Sufi
love
from Heavy Water,
yes.
Where we are capturing documents at the very point of sale, indexing them, and then doing smart document recognition to let the consumer know, hey, you uploaded 3 pay stubs and we needed 4, and alerting them immediately that there's an issue as opposed to waiting for a week throughout the loan origination process. So the idea here is that we're taking these best-in-class technologies, and you mentioned Compass, you mentioned Ernst, you mentioned Motivity, you mentioned AVA. We're integrating that into the customer experience, and we're using these pieces and fully integrating that across the loan lifecycle. And a point that I really want to reiterate is that it does not have to be connected to our Empower loan origination.
That's a great point.
That's
a great point.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, the entire suite of products, obviously we feel our loan origination system is best in class, but it is, you know, some people aren't ready. They don't want to go through that transition, but we can plug and fill gaps that some of these other loan origination systems may have by plugging in this integrated suite of products.
We've done a great job. I want to say, we talked about Ernst, and we had Liz Gilchrist Kelly on along with Jan Dalton Clark of Ernst, and we had that for those that are looking for the link. It go back to November 4th, 2019, when we had them on. And I was really impressed with what they have. But it's bringing that all together that is not a simple task. So kudos to you for having to figure that out. We're just getting some questions in. If I can ask, let me read this real fast. When you're bringing that kind of number of complexity and diversity, how's the strategy to bring it in? Do they just sit alongside of each other? Or are they really fully integrated? That's a question that just came in from one of our listeners.
Yeah, that's a great question. That there's a scale of integration, I would say. So I start with where you get the data. So a fully integrated suite of products from a one connection to many. And so we have pre-built connectors to a loan origination system, and it powers a data model that is wide enough and deep enough to power this entire suite of products. So we're getting real-time data feeds and then powering this suite of products. And then you don't have to worry about integrating each time you roll out an additional product. So you can basically flip on new functionality without having to go through an integration process.
That's
so we
really
start
good.
With that
yeah.
integration point, validate the data, and then from there we flip on services as the client needs them.
That's good.
What we're working on in our roadmap is a fully unified user experience, the end user experience, as you know, and we made 6 acquisitions over the last 3 years. And so getting that full user experience, so the same look and feel is really on our roadmap for this year.
It's outstanding. Alan, we got a bunch of text messages, questions coming in. I'm going to get to Tyler in just a minute, so I'll go to you and then go to Joe, and then I'll bring some of these questions forward. Go ahead, Alan.
Sure. Yeah, good to chat with you, Tyler. You know, God, everything you're talking about sounds so great. And I think we've talked in prior podcast weeks that there is a challenge. Everybody wants all this great technology, but you know they can't do it because either one, there's too much to manage and they don't know how, or they don't have the right staff, or they just can't possibly integrate all these things together, right? So one is I'll ask you a question about that if you just want to talk another minute about the importance of having these things so tightly integrated and having that one endpoint, for example, that folks can connect to. And then second is ROI. I found over the last couple of years, you know, you can tell somebody, look, we're going to eliminate 3 employees, but they really don't, right? So you have to look at ROI a little differently. So maybe you can talk about that as well.
Yeah, from an implementation standpoint, what we've tried to do is take as much as possible off of our client's plate. You know, that's what we work extremely hard on is saying, hey, we will integrate to your systems. They obviously have to validate the data and that there is work that the client has to do. But we don't look at these as giant implementation projects. We look at things, I mean, our loan origination system is being implemented in 6 months or less right now. All of these other product suites are a 90-day or less implementation with very limited effort from the client. So we took a concerted effort on, you know, if we look at mass enablement, how do we get this out to the market quickly? And how do we get people up and live without a huge effort, especially when, you know, volumes are you know, all hands on deck trying to get all the loans closed that they have within the organization. So, you know, the other piece is, you know, on ROI, that is a tough one. So, you know, from business intelligence, it's hard to, you know, quantify measurable ROI because you have to eliminate an employee typically. So what we focus on is scale and then eliminating the mundane routine tasks that your employees are currently doing, whether that's through process automation or, you know, work management or through full automation, and trying to free up time so they can do higher level tasks and higher level skill type tasks. So making a more strategic workforce as opposed to doing stare and compare type activities, route mundane tasks. So that's, you know, I will always say, hey, you can eliminate employees, or as volumes grow, you can scale without adding new employees. But freeing up your employees to do higher skill level tasks, I think, is the best way to approach it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that.
Joe, any questions that you want to bring forward to our good friend Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler, I'm wondering at what point does it make sense or not make sense to try to integrate your system? What size of a company out there would you say is maybe not a likely candidate for your systems, or do you go all the way down to the smallest?
Yeah, and you know, we define the mid-market as anyone originating over 100 loans a month. And so, you know, we're reaching down pretty far into the market. You know, our loan origination system, and let me put an asterisk by that by saying, and wanting to grow. So if people are happy with their, you know, 100 loans a month, and they don't have future plans to grow, and they don't have aspirations of getting bigger and better, that's not really a fit for us. So we're looking for, mm-hmm. You know, originators that want to be better, and we want to get them on the best-in-class technology now so they can scale with their growth and improve margins by not having to add employees as they scale. So I think, you know, we've perfected our implementation process. We've gotten our scale to a point that I would say anyone originating 100 loans a month or more is a fit.
Right.
I think that's a great point. The company that we were retained by to help select a new system, their high water mark was just over 100 loans a month, but they were really facing the decision, do we really want to grow beyond that? And I think it's really important to underscore the point that it's companies that are at that level or wanting to grow, and it's not a high water mark that you're going to roll backwards, but you should have the conversation nonetheless. You know, Tyler, when we had you on in October of 2018, we talked about the actual intelligence platform that you have and the next stage in the evolution of data. And our regular listeners remember that well, but remind everyone how that differs from the Motivity solution that you had, that platform you had, and where things have evolved to.
Oh, great. Yeah, the Actionable Intelligence platform is really a combination of our Data Hub, which is our big data platform that brings in, mm-hmm. you know, our vast arrays of data, links all of that data together, and then Motivity, which is a business intelligence visualization tool. So it's a combination of both of those, and it's a platform that is more concentrated on delivering what we call actionable intelligence. So proactively preventing problems, presenting a task to someone at the right time, at the right moment, with the right information to do that task. So traditional business intelligence is a look back, and this is a more proactive, predictable, actionable intelligence is what I would say. So it's using machine learning and some bigger data concepts to drive performance as opposed to doing a look back and hoping people react to the data that's presented.
That's a good distinction on that. One of the questions that just came in is, how do you make the decision of where to go and pursue innovation? What is the process? Can you give us some insight in that without giving up the secret recipe?
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, what's great about being at Black Knight is I know of no other company in this industry making the level of investments that we are, either in innovation and acquisition. I mean, it's by far above. So we have a lot more resources to point at different areas to begin with. But we're focusing and continuing our investment in digital, really enabling customers to do more on their phone. Customers are loan officers. We're obviously investing in our Empower loan origination system through advanced automation. And what I'm most excited about is Ava. So it's our artificial intelligence virtual assistant. So it's taking machine learning and artificial intelligence to first kind of index and extract data, but then to automate the underwriting process. And that's that full automation of underwriting is where we're going to see the biggest lift of probably $500 per loan in saved time and effort.
So $500 per loan.
Really,
wow.
Yes. Just in using artificial intelligence to really eliminate a lot of the mundane tasks that processors and underwriters do today.
It's a bit of a horse race because there's a lot of people in that game, but I'm going to put my money on you guys. I think there's the artificial intelligence, your vision. I think it's not just having cool tools. It's executing on the cool things that you have. Artificial intelligence is one of the major game changers in our industry. You're also a visionary. I'm going to wrap it up with this question. What's in Tyler Sherman's head as far as the vision? And match that up with Black Knight. I mean, what's their lending industry look like from a technology standpoint, just short 5 years out? Major changes?
I don't think so. I think it's just a culmination. You know, I think we're getting closer and closer to a full e-close, which I'm really excited about. Yeah. You know, announcements with, you know, Blend and DocuTech. I'm couldn't be more happy about those things because we're doing very similar things as well at Black Knight. So I think finally getting to an e-close as a reality. And then, like I said before, true artificial intelligence. So making decisions on data to eliminate manual processes. And that's, it starts with data and documents, but then, you know, you layer on business rules on there, and we can actually get to a point where artificial intelligence is driving, I'll say 70 to 80% of the underwriting decisions that we're making. So that's where I see the market going.
Yeah. You know, you must feel like you landed in a candy shop as a kid, I mean, or a toy store or something. It is just amazing the resources that Black Knight has available. The data that is there is mind-boggling. And when you look at all the acquisitions, what you're bringing together, it's pretty exciting. And then to have you, a mortgage banker, owned a mortgage banking company, owned a startup technology company, now they're helping guide vision. I'm really excited about the future of Black Knight. And I'm not just saying that because you guys are advertisers. I'd be saying that if you were not. So, but man, Tyler Sherman, Chief Revenue Officer for Black Knight Origination Technologies, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Always a fan and appreciate you having me.
To learn more, go to blacknightinc.com. Check out all that Tyler and the team are up to there. Very exciting. And to have them as a sponsor, a leader in the industry for sure. And you'll want to pay attention. Data, folks. Whisper. Remember that movie years and years ago, The Graduate? And there was that one scene there. It says, and the big thing was, he whispered, "It's all about plastics. It's all about plastics. Now it's all about data." Anyway, good to have you with us, Tyler. So much fun. Love having you here and the team. Next week, we're really excited. We'd already announced we're going to be having the CMB Society on. We had Bob Brooksmith, president of the MBA, along with Madeline Johnson and Amber Lewis. We recorded it this past week, and we're going to be playing it this coming Monday. You're not going to want to miss this podcast. There's a lot of information, especially for those that are considering getting in the CMB program. And you're going to hear some things that I don't often admit and talk about, but you know, dyslexia is a real issue for a lot of us that have been going through college and dealing with it, fought it for all our years. But I'm stepping up and I'm going, you know what, step past those fears. I recognize the importance of this designation. So as I announce on this podcast, and you'll hear me talking about next week, I'll be signing up for the CMB program. Dear God, I hope I make it all the way through. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for being here with us this week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Indicom. Welcome, Indicom, to our list of sponsors, as well as Ainsworth, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, Velma, and Vidyard, VendorSurf, and AI Assist. Check them all out in our website, on the Lincoln Lending website, and go under sponsors, and you'll see one. When we have sponsors on, folks, it's not just to get advertising dollars. We really believe each one of these has something to share, and I could go through on and on about each one of these. We won't have time. We're out of time. We hope you'll have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week, everybody.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.